When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Happy Friday, and welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 1071, streaming live and doing everything Friday style with our pants on, because this is a professional environment. But that might change, you never know. Good afternoon, I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Holly Roberts, and Grant is joining us as well today. Colleen will be back on Monday, and Holly... You yes. have the latest on further developments in the ongoing scandals surrounding the end of Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez's relationship. Please catch us up to speed. Where are we?
Well, we are living in Godfather 3. I say this...
I don't think that's a good thing, but tell me what that means.
Well, this means... that just when we thought we were out, they're pulling us back in.
So just when we thought we'd escaped from this story, you're telling me we have to go back for more?
Yes, that we have to go back for more. And the reason we have to go back for more in this Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez breakup is because there are sources saying that Alex Rodriguez has high hopes that he and Jennifer Lopez will get back together someday.
Okay, it's been like 5 seconds since they broke up, but you're telling me he's holding on to hope? How do we know, like, who's telling us this? Because as we know, here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, nothing is real and everyone smokes, and I feel like a lot of this relationship publicly and the public narrative around it is just a bunch of tabloid drama. So who's telling us that poor A-Rod is just sitting there forlorn on the edge of a mattress going, oh, I just want her back. When will she come back to me?
It's a source at E! News.
That's not Entertainment Tonight. Just the E. All right, so E is telling us this. Let me guess, is there an exclusive source telling them this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. An exclusive source telling E! News that Alex Rodriguez has high hopes that they'll get back together soon, even though there's another source exclusively telling E! News that Jennifer Lopez is feeling at peace with the breakup.
Oh, yeah. She's totally at peace.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I've got thoughts, but what do you think this source... And, you know, Grant, you've filled in on the show long enough to know that we're a little conspiracy theory-driven.
Absolutely.
And like to peel back the curtains of what's actually going on. I don't know what the other shows are saying about this particular relationship ending, but something tells me they're not as deep in conspiracy theory town as we are.
Yes.
How did you feel about the end of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez?
Well, some people are all excited about him buying the Timberwolves and maybe having her here for that reason. I wasn't really into that. The thing that just caught my eye out of this whole thing was how many times has she broken up and dated and broken up with this guy and other guys? It seems like she's never happy. She just like kind of, I think you guys might have said this when I was listening to you. She keeps falling in love with her first love again. Was that you guys who said that? Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, I think we referenced that this week.
Yeah. And that really struck a chord with me. I think that she's maybe, I don't know if it's him or her, but it seems like she maybe never gets happy or something. I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez is a woman who loves love.
She loves love. I just love to love.
Yes, I love to love.
I'm a serial monogamous.
Right, because it's one thing to be proposed to on a beach with $1 million diamond. It's another thing to have to like share a bathroom with somebody.
Yeah. Also,
meaning she loves the romance, But the day in and day out of a long-term relationship, woof, that can be incredibly unsexy.
Also, can I just say I don't buy any of that? I think that, that's the storyline that we all talk about, right? Like when we're sitting in the grocery aisle, like looking at the tabloid, like, oh, that Jennifer Lopez, she just loves love. She just can't get it. You know, she just can't settle down. And that Alex Rodriguez, he just likes a big, strong lady who has thoughts and feelings, but it doesn't go very far. And he ultimately can't. You know, sure, all of those things privately may be going on some level. But at the end of the day, the thing we keep coming back to here on the Colleen and Bradley Show is those stories are often used to blur, nay, obscure what's really going on behind the scenes. And Holly, we talked a little bit about this earlier this week, that there are things perhaps they don't want us looking at in this time that their relationship drama might serve as a decoy for?
Oh, absolutely, because the story is the story behind the story that Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, or at least Alex Rodriguez, because Jennifer Lopez is not legally involved in this, at least on anything that we have an understanding of. Oh, the civil suit that Alex Rodriguez finds himself in right now with an August 2nd, 2021 court date where Alex Rodriguez is being accused by his ex-brother-in-law of things including but not unlimited to embezzlement, racketeering, civil theft, and 59 other counts of nefarious bad behavior.
Oh! That's interesting. Also,
wow, that is very... very interesting. I had no idea, guys.
See, because
stick with us, Grant.
Jennifer Lopez loves love.
Yeah, but she loves love. She just can't commit.
She,
you know,
she just can't.
She's a gal on the go. She's moving and shaking, and sometimes men are intimidated by that.
Yeah, well,
especially men with big, strong personalities like Alex Rodriguez.
Now, this has been around since 2014, but a judge upheld the civil suit, and now it's going to court August 2nd. Now, if upheld and Alex Rodriguez is found liable in this criminal investigation, it could lead up to 30 years in prison for Alex Rodriguez and his co-conspirators. See, so then, you know, going on Bradley's conspiracy, it's better to say Jennifer Lopez is and Alex Rodriguez, they're just better as friends. Whereas an alternate story could be, oh, Jennifer Lopez sees this court date coming up.
She's like, I'm out of here. I don't need this, you know.
No amount of apple cider vinegar gummies is going to get the steak.
Here's a
from
question.
From this story which off of my
they,
name.
Which they endorse. Yes, yeah. Grant.
A little deep question here. So you know how they're tied to businesses together, and they tried to buy the Mets it was, or a
New York team.
Yeah, the New York Mets, yeah.
Right? And then he ended up buying that team alone, which was my first sign that they weren't together. But knowing that those lawsuits were against him, why would you get into business with him when you're financially invested with him, when his money is going to be hit or his businesses could be hit in those cases? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the truth is people who think that they're very good at what they do don't often tend to think consequences at them in the same way they do the rest of us. So it wouldn't surprise me if perhaps they had thought their way around this scenario, but ultimately we're just walking down a road. And again, this is not the New York Times. Okay,
no, over this at isn't my even the New York Post.
We traffic in blind items, gossip, and this is all alleged supposed. But you can see, right? Or at least we have enough to question that something just doesn't add up with this relationship. And, you know, we don't have time to go into all the details, but the way this end of their relationship played out for two otherwise very successful people to have this like bizarre like end of relationship meltdown, take it back, and then it actually happened, just doesn't seem like two people who are otherwise able to control all other aspects of their life, right?
Right. And interestingly enough, now the narrative, going back to that source at E! News, is that Alex Rodriguez is the one that still wants to be with Jennifer Lopez, which would give evidence to the theory that Jennifer Lopez was like, I don't want your stink around me, Alex Rodriguez, anymore. Get out of here.
Also, you know, to your point, this particular E! Story gives... You know, it sort of puts her, it sounds like to me it comes from her people, right? Because it puts her in a positive light. Like, she's ready to move on. I forget exactly what the words were about where she's at, but it was very flattering towards Jennifer Lopez. Whereas you've got, you know, pathetic Alex Rodriguez, again, as caricatured by the story, you know, forlorn and hoping that someday they'll be able to get back together. Because, of course, all men at some point in their lives would want to feel the same way about Jennifer Lopez.
Right. And Alex Rodriguez not really doing himself any favors by posting that Instagram story before it was announced that they were broken up, of a picture montage of Jennifer Lopez and their relationship set to the Coldplay song Fix You. Which is just, secondhand embarrassment.
There are so many more legs to this story, and I apologize, Holly, we didn't get to Madison LaCroix's legs.
Oh, you know what? Her legs are very brief.
Do you
Here's what
tell
she
me
has to say
about Madison LaCroix's legs.
We'll paraphrase Madison LaCroix's legs. So she's a Southern Charm star. Allegedly, Alex Rodriguez had some infidelity issues with Madison LaCroix. Her statement exclusively to Page Six on the breakup of A-Rod and J-Lo, quote, "I wish them the best." That's it.
Way to stay relevant in a breaking news story. I mean, that's a way to get yourself out there, is give me a headline. All right, Holly, speaking of which, we know how to keep ourselves relevant. And when we do so, I think our good friend Elizabeth is going to join us for a Dirt Alert. Is that true?
That is true.
And she'll do that when we return right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Latest, as per usual, is our good friend Elizabeth Reese with the Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, you guys.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
We made it.
Yay! We made it. Loving a good Friday. Okay, let's talk about the funeral for Prince Philip, which is going to be happening this weekend in the UK. Queen Elizabeth has now released her first official statement that doesn't include him. You know, they were married for 73 years.
It's insane to think about being with the same person for 73 years.
Yes. Normally, her statements start with "the Duke of Edinburgh and I," but this is the first message to be sent following Philip's death on April 9th at the age of 99 that didn't include her husband. And what she was doing was she was sending her sympathy and support to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is a Commonwealth nation, following these volcanic eruptions that are just causing so much sadness there and destruction. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And if you can Google around, there are easy ways to donate if you so choose. I was looking at a video earlier this morning. They're having a hard time getting water, I think.
Wow.
Access to clean water.
Here's what she said. You know, I've been very saddened to see what's been happening. And she went on, but it was the beginning of that statement that just really struck people as, wow, this is a new era without Prince Philip. There you go. Prince Philip and his son Edward and his wife Sophie and their daughter Lady Louise, they have been at the funeral site and they were looking at all of the flowers and cards and other tributes that the public has left in memory of Prince Philip. It's just tons of stuff.
Despite what people think about, you know, the fraught nature of the royal family, I've got to tell you, it's so fascinating to think about. This is such a... It's such for the institution of the royal family. This is like a huge moment, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime one of the members passes on, specifically Prince Charles,
yeah,
but I meant Prince Philip.
Prince
sorry,
Philip, yeah.
I get my princes mixed up. But I was reading that there's only going to be like 30 people allowed at the funeral because of COVID restrictions
at the burial. Yep.
And it's just so fascinating to think like a nation wants to mourn, or at least a certain part of the nation wants to mourn, and they won't be able to do so in the way that they normally would if this was not a global pandemic. It's
well, and
crazy.
I think that's very relatable for a lot of families. I mean, that has impacted my family. I'm sure lots of other families where you wanted to honor someone's passing a certain way and weren't able to do so because of the pandemic. It's been certainly a struggle, but it is very sweet, I think, to see members of the royal family. I mean, you can see Edward's family, and Charles and Camilla made a visit to where all of these cards and everything have been moved, and they've been just, I mean, they're bending down and reading them and reading the messages from people and just getting really emotional about it. So, you know, at its core, it's a family. And maybe this will be good for William and Harry. Maybe they can just go have a beer together at a pub.
You got to wonder what it's really like behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Chrissy Teigen is back on Twitter Turns out, she said she's done with Twitter, and it only lasted 3 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, 3 weeks? Come on.
Okay. Here's what she said. Turns out, it feels terrible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world, and the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day and also lose like 2,000 friends at once, LOL. I choose to take the bad with the good. So she's back. She said that she had no one to share her random thoughts with when she wasn't on Twitter. And so she spent weeks just saying tweets to shampoo bottles. Several of her now 1.5 million followers welcomed her back with open arms, some saying they really missed her commentary and they are happy to have her back on Twitter.
Holly, what do you think is behind this experience?
Well, it seemingly looked like Chrissy Teigen left Twitter for whatever reason she decided to say. But then there was this huge PR rollout, traditional PR rollout. She was on the cover of People's Most Beautiful issue. She was rolling out this new line of products with Kris Jenner, mm-hmm. clean household products.
Yep, cleaners.
Cleaners, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't leave social media entirely. She's still very active on Instagram and was sharing things. And there were traditional PR stories on People.com, etc. But the conspiracy theorist in me is like, perhaps her profile had dropped in a way that was not advantageous to this new product rollout.
Yeah.
And so it was like her people were like, Chrissy, you need to get back on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's where you're at your best. That's where you keep people thinking about you and then they want to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
John Corbett is returning for the Sex and the City reboot. Aiden, he told Page Six that he is going to be in it. And then Sarah Jessica Parker wrote in a cryptic comment on Instagram, I'm not saying one way or another whether our beloved Mr. Corbett's interview was the truth.
All right, so it's totally the truth.
It's totally the truth.
And she just wants to keep teasing so that people will be interested, which is totally fair.
She said, but the response is amazing to read. Yeah, people are so excited about this.
It's a
10-episode reboot.
I have watched bits and pieces of Sex and the City over the years, but I when you mentioned the name, it didn't ring a bell, and then I just Googled, and I'm like, oh, that guy.
You know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know him, and he was Aiden. And Aiden was so great.
Yeah.
And now I want to go back. I want to go back and watch the entire series before and the movies before I watch the reboot.
I think that's a good idea. You know, we did that for Downton Abbey before the movie came out. Jamie had never seen the series and I obviously had, but we watched it together and then went and saw the movie. And that's just a fun experience.
To go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Jay said to me the other day, he said, did you ever watch The Sopranos? And I was like, oh, yeah. I binge watched The Sopranos in college all of the seasons. And it was when you had to find somebody who owned all the DVDs, you know, because you couldn't just like stream it. This was when I was in college. And he said he'd never seen a single episode. And I said, oh, my gosh, I will so go back and watch. I will start it with you and watch the whole thing again.
Well, and luckily there's going to be a Sopranos prequel movie coming out maybe at the end of this year or early next year. So there is your opportunity to go and rewatch The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to like take advantage of this stuff that's coming out by rewatching the things because you might have a totally different perspective on it now. Dale Moss and Claire Crawley. Claire was the bachelorette. She picked Dale. She bailed on the whole season because she fell in love with him the minute he walked through the door. They were then together, then split up. Now they're back together. Dale says he and Claire are in a good place.
Oh, is that together?
Together.
Oh, okay.
We are definitely taking time and spending time together. He says, when the time is right, we will definitely talk about all those things publicly. For right now, we're just focused on one another.
It's got to be hard when you have an actual relationship inside the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise, right? Because, like, I feel like a lot of relationships are maybe not super genuine. And so when those things actually happen, you know, the messiness of real relationships kind of...
I know.
Makes things more complicated when you're in that world.
Well, apparently she wanted him to move to Sacramento. He didn't want to. She wants kids right away. He doesn't want kids right away. It was like a timing thing. So we'll see if this can actually stick.
So the regular trials and tribulations of a genuine relationship.
This is life, Holly. Yeah, this exactly. is life. You're
it's
right.
It's life. Well, thank you for bringing us a slice of life every day, Elizabeth.
Thanks, friends.
During the Dirt Alert. Here on MyTalk 107.1, when we come back... Blinded by the Adding. We have a very special guest joining us to talk about our favorite juicy bits of gossip. And of course, thanks again to Elizabeth. You can catch her on Twin Cities Live every day at 3, right here on KSTP Channel 5 Eyewitness News. We'll be right. What a beautiful Friday, a way to kick off a weekend. I'm so excited for another weekend, you guys. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Holly Roberts. Grant is here today. Colleen will be back on Monday. And we've got a special guest for Blinded by the Item. Hey, Holly.
Yeah?
Who's joining us today on the very special episode of Blinded by the Item where you tell us all about juicy bits of gossip?
It's our very own celebrity guest, Donna Valentine.
Ooh.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, guys.
Are you ready to solve celebrity gossip mysteries? Now, we know, Donna, for a fact, that you solve these pretty on the regular.
In the car.
Because you're dropping some
hints. Yeah, because you're constantly text burdening.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Text screaming.
I like to be a part of it.
No, I'm glad you do, because that means it is a compelling bit of radio.
Yeah.
All right, guys, solve this celebrity gossip mystery. The manager wants money. There's been so much promotion and the record sales suck. But he wants that foreign-born, former A-plus list tweener on the road. Arenas have been waiting for the word the shows are going to be canceled, and the promoter is going to lose out on a bunch of money if the decision to cancel is not made soon. The manager keeps holding out so that they can pay some shows or play some shows, especially in certain states.
Holy cow, that's a lot.
I kind of think I know who this is.
You do? Do you want to help me get there?
Yes, I totally do.
So it's a foreign-born tweener, performer, singer.
A-plus list.
But you kind of lost me at the tweener part.
Former tweener, no longer a tweener.
Like maybe hit his or her, and I believe in this case it's a he, hit his stride as a youth.
Oh, but this is a Bieber thing.
Yeah. Ding, ding,
yeah. Ding for Donna.
Woo! Ding, dong, ding for Donna.
Oh.
Okay, so let's fill in the blanks here.
Okay.
And the manager, by the way, is Scooter Braun.
Yes.
So Scooter Braun wants money. And there's been so much promotion for Justin Bieber's new record, even though the record sales stink. But he wants Justin Bieber on the road to make that money. Now, arenas have been waiting for the word that the shows are going to be canceled and the promoter is going to lose out on a bunch of money if the decision to cancel is not made soon. But Scooter Braun keeps holding out that they can play some shows, especially in certain states.
I this jumped into my head because I have a personal connection. My partner has tickets to a concert.
Oh, really?
And this has actually prevented us from making plans.
Okay.
And I am very bitter because this concert is not going to happen.
It's not.
There's no way this concert is happening when it's scheduled to happen here.
Okay, so...
I mean, I shouldn't say that because I don't know, but my gut tells me there's not going to be a stadium concert in June.
No.
I love that you have tickets.
I don't. I'm not going.
Well, this was a show that was supposed to cancel.
100%.
This show was supposed to happen last year.
Yeah.
So this is actually a rescheduled arena show at the Target Center from last summer.
And I imagine they just don't want to dump all that money and light it on fire, right? Like they would like to salvage something, but they clearly haven't worked out a plan. But there's obviously pressure from somebody to keep it alive, or they would have canceled it by now.
But people would go, right? It's not like his last album or his current album is bad, right?
Well, nobody's buying it. That's the problem. And they're like, okay, we're not making money from this album.
We need a concert.
We need to go out on the road and sell some merch. Work.
Yeah.
Sell some t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
sorry.
All right, should we do another one?
Uh-huh.
You did really good at that.
Hey, thanks.
Blinded by the item.
All right, another celebrity gossip mystery for Bradley and Donna to solve this afternoon. Let's do it. This A-minus list actress and director is really missing the crush of attention she got a couple of months ago and is trying to convince the foreign-born A-list singer to do it again.
Oh, jeez.
Two people, Donna.
Okay, so we have an A-minus list actress slash director who got a lot of attention a few months ago. Can you add in, can you redo the foreign born
A-list singer?
So an A-minus list actress director
and
is trying to convince a foreign born A-list singer to do something again.
Yeah, for attention.
Oh my God. You got it? Bradley?
Yes, of course.
You do?
I think. Like the singer is a male?
Yes.
Okay. And the actor or actress director obviously would be a
female?
Female?
It's a female.
Is it like a Sia person?
No.
No. Is this a, let's say, did they go on a trip last month or the month before? Was that one of the highlights, them preparing to perhaps fly somewhere?
We did see some suitcases traveling to and fro.
Okay, Donna, you can get there.
Okay.
Think about a story with a female actress. Also, she's directing something.
Okay.
And this A-list singer joined her, and he might actually be in something she's directing.
Is the singer like a Justin Timberlake person?
No. Foreign.
Oh, foreign born. That's right.
And Bradley, not only is the person possibly in a project that the person is directing, he is.
Well, I mean, he is. Give her everything all at once.
Is the foreign list singer an actor as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen him in such movies as... movies I will not name, but he played a small role in a war movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is an Olivia Munn and a Harry Styles.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Wilde
and
Harry Styles. Yes, ding, thank ding, you. Ding, yay. Ding, ding, yay. Thank you for your help.
Wilde and Styles.
We got there.
Mm.
This A-minus list actress and director, Olivia Wilde, is really missing the crush of attention she got a couple of months ago and is trying to convince Harry Styles to do it again.
That's totally believable, right? Because they kind of just went off the rate. That story just like deflated like a sad balloon.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And is he, do we know he's, I've only seen him in bit parts. Is he a good actor?
I have to feel like he is, right? Because he keeps getting put in things, but perhaps that's a little bit of...
We get Harry
because
Styles
he's such a high-profile person, but okay. I feel like, what was the war movie, it was the World War I movie.
Yeah, that
Dunkirk.
Was a good movie.
Dunkirk, right? And I feel like he wouldn't have been put in that movie were he not a good actor.
True.
But, mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess, what do I know?
Nothing.
I'm not a direct... Hey!
I'm just kidding!
Rude!
Let's do more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Blinded by the item.
Yet another celebrity gossip mystery to solve this afternoon. Now, we're doing this one, Bradley. Bradley, we already solved this celebrity gossip mystery previously.
Okay.
But it's new to Donna.
Oh, good.
And it has been confirmed now. I'm sure all of you figured this out by now, but there is no way on any plane dimension bizarro world that this A-list reality star is a billionaire. I think it's also quite funny that the announcement was made the day the family needed a talking point that was 180 from the nightmare that has consumed them since the weekend. Now, this was a blind item, Donna, from last week, now confirmed today.
So this is a Kardashian situation?
Yay!
Ding.
Yay! Was it Kim or was it Kylie?
It's Kim.
It is Kim.
Right?
She was the next person in the family to be named a billionaire, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, remind me, though, because my brain is somewhat addled from the terrible diet of pop culture that my brain fries on. What was the distraction again?
Chloe's.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Untouched photograph.
That's right.
Yeah.
That leaked, quote unquote, on the internet. So, Let's fill in the blank. NT lawyer says, I'm sure everyone has figured this out by now, but there's no way Kim Kardashian is actually a billionaire, unlike what Forbes had to say in their publication. Now, NT lawyer also thinks it's quite funny that the announcement of Kim being a billionaire was made the same day that the Kardashian-Jenner family needed a talking point that was a distraction from Khloe's unretouched photograph that leaked on the internet.
So dumb.
So dumb, but man, it's this is
like
big money.
It's like the dumbest thing. I know, but like rich people problems. Oh, my photograph is not the way I like it.
I just feel like that's not real either. I mean, so much of don't you just want to be a mole?
Yes.
On the butt of a Kardashian?
Yes.
By that, I mean a fly on the wall, right? Like, I just want to see how this all plays out in real time and how much of it is crafted, because we know there's lies, but like, how does the lie sausage get made?
Right. So many questions, but not enough time.
I know, right. Sadly, we've run out of time again, Donna. Oh my God.
That was so fun. Thanks for including me.
Time flies when you're having fun with Donna Valentine. Donna,
yeah,
of course, can be heard daily here on My Talk 107.1 on the Donna, aptly named Donna and Steve show. Did you guys learn or discover anything new this week in the world of pop culture that you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
I know. I totally put you on the spot.
You can't put Donna on her toes.
Oh, gosh.
Grant, you've been on the show. Yes. Is there anything Donna's forgetting?
Well, Pete Davidson is Joey Ramone. Yeah. Not really down with that. Learned about that. And there's a gnome shortage.
Gnome? Like?
A gnome. Like yard, gnome? Garden gnomes. Yes, oh. There's a shortage.
Gnomes.
Oh, that's good to gnome.
It's because of the canal thing. The backup.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else there's a shortage of? Did you hear about this?
No.
Bobas.
That's right.
So, like, if you love your bubble tea.
Oh.
Not Boba Fett from Star Wars. Bubble tea. They're called Bobas.
Well, now I've learned something else.
And there's going to be like a 2-month shortage.
And here I thought the lawn gnomes just reanimated and went on strike.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Turns out it's just the Suez Canal.
That would be a better story.
Donna, thank you so much
for
joining
us.
And when we come back, speaking of coming back, guess who's back? Chrissy Teigen on Twitter. And Holly and I are going to give you all the latest right here on My Talk 107.1. She's back. Not Holly Roberts. Nope. Chrissy Teigen. And we'll tell you where she is and why she's back in just a moment here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live, doing everything entertainment over at mytalk1071.com. You can listen to us on the app, by the way, as you can all your favorite My Talk shows, and you can download previous episodes, subscribe to podcasts, register to win big, fabulous prizes. Wherever you download your apps, go download the My Talk 107.1 app and enjoy. Now, Holly Roberts.
Yes, I'm here.
I
didn't go away.
Thank you. You didn't go away, but Chrissy Teigen went away, and 3 weeks after her ceremony, she made big headlines leaving the social media platform that really gave her a level of notoriety.
Well, made her a big time celebrity.
Yeah, absolutely. It helped contribute to all, I would imagine, all of the successes she's seen since. Anyway, she left. Well, she's back. And we know that today because, of course, she started tweeting.
Oh, as Jim Nabors would say, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yes. Surprise, surprise. Apparently, here's what Chrissy Teigen herself had to say, and we can talk about what we think might be going on. Quote, it turns out, feels terrible to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day and also lose like 2,000 friends at once, LOL. She added that she is choosing to take the good with the bad. Now, this is a woman, by the way, who has amassed 1.5 million followers on Twitter. She had more than 13.7 million when she disabled her account. That's interesting. That means she lost that many followers?
Well, I suppose people were like, well, Chrissy Teigen's off of Twitter now. I don't need to follow her anymore.
That's crazy. It'll be interesting to watch like how that number ticks up again.
Also, the number, just throwing it out there, there could be a conspiracy in as much as a lot of celebrities with this kind of followship on Twitter. Sometimes it's pay to play.
What do you mean?
A bot farm. Oh. You know, meaning that there are entities out there that will sell you followers at a price in order to boost your engagement, in order to say to certain individuals, companies, that you can leverage your social media. I was not born at night, but not last night.
Yeah.
So what that says to me, just making an assumption, a broad assumption, is that perhaps whatever kind of bot entity Chrissy Teigen was engaging with, they decided to end that contract because she wasn't on Twitter anymore.
Oh, yeah.
People were just like, oh, bye, Chrissy, you're not here anymore, so I'll just unfollow you.
I'm sure it was a combination of many things, again, going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. We talked about this a little bit with our good friend Elizabeth Reese in terms of, okay, whenever there's a celebrity story that's grabbing headlines and it involves I guess you can just use the blanket term celebrity, but I think Chrissy Teigen lives in this sort of reality celebrity space. Like, she is an accomplished person,
yes,
has a career, is married to someone who also has a career, you know, doing a thing. So to say that she's just a Twitter celebrity is maybe not quite accurate, but she sort of occupies a space of social media that really that is elevated than most people on social media, right?
Right. Well, she's been able to leverage social media fame into other avenues. I mean, she does television hosting. She does modeling. She develops products with Kris Jenner to clean your toilet.
Yeah. But and I think, you know, when people may be surprised, and what I'm getting at here is why she maybe left and then came back. So we're going someplace, I promise you guys. But when you think about it, it's not all that surprising that she's currently working with Kris Jenner, because Kris Jenner inhabits a space that she, you know, also is in, right? Like, she traffics in, she benefits from social media notoriety or publicity.
Well,
so,
yeah, absolutely. Well, their business model is based on social media. Just an aside real quick, spent some time on Kim Kardashian's Instagram yesterday, and it's completely to leverage the sale of her beauty products and her solutionswear line. So they're in the business of e-commerce.
So it doesn't surprise me that they work together. Well, that plays into why she maybe came back. And you started mentioning this as we were talking to Elizabeth about it. Like, what do you think is the reason that Chrissy Teigen came back? And what you said was, I mean, you can say your words, but I'll just paraphrase quickly to say that it was because perhaps she maybe wasn't getting the traction with her projects that she would have otherwise gotten with an additional 14 million eyes on them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the storyline with Chrissy Teigen leaving Twitter is that she left Twitter and she gave her reasons why. And then she was on the cover of People's Most Beautiful issue, with many exclusive stories running on People.com, coinciding with the launch of her plant-based power cleaning line, Safely. So there's all this celebrity and commerce mixed in, and perhaps somebody told Chrissy Teigen, hey, maybe Twitter isn't the best venue to attract the audience that you want for these new ventures, so maybe it's time to leave Twitter, which is valid.
Which is totally valid. Now, the question that I'm, like, if I'm sitting down across a table, or we're probably not sitting at a table, but maybe like sitting on a couch talking to Chrissy Teigen just about like how this all works, I hope that there are things in place to sort of ameliorate the problems that she identified when she left Twitter.
Right.
Because those are real, right? Like, I truly believe that was a motivating force for leaving Twitter. The amount of vitriol that she faces on a regular basis, which I imagine some of which is, you know, individual people who are horrible. But I think there's also just this, there's something built into the system to encourage just, you know, I just think of like schools of fish, like just schools of trolls focusing in on. And she was very specifically attacked because of her, you know, like bizarre connection to this conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Twitter's a hard place to live on. It is just emotionally, it's a very challenging space to have as your main platform of communication.
So I ultimately want to know, like, how are you dealing with that? You know, like, I imagine, mm-hmm. hopefully, that there is a barrier, a buffer between her and just the fire hose of vitriol that would be coming her way on a regular basis.
Right. Well, she did say she's willing to take a facts of life approach to it. Take the good, take the bad. So, welcome back to Twitter.
The Twitter life. Okay. The Twitter life. Well, welcome back, Chrissy. And when we return here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, are you celebrating your birthday differently this year? No, seriously. It's been a hot minute since we have done birthdays in the normal tradition, but we're going to talk about what you're doing in just a moment.
Hey, it's Jace from my buddy.
Hi, it's Kristen. Did you know that not doing things is easier than doing them? There's a lot of things to do, especially this time of year. But when you don't do things, there's more time to do things. Does that make sense? What I mean is when you use Shipt to get everything from gifts to groceries delivered same day, you have more time for the things you want to do. To not do things so that you can do other things, visit Shipt.com/holiday. That's Shipt.com/holiday.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.